Okay, here we go. Three short ideas from the Chofetz Chaim al Torah and Parshas Lech Lecha. Learn Shemin Schus for my grandmother's Yartzeit coming up this Erev Shabbos. Schus Leilu Nishmas, Yehudas, Bas of Yosef, Alevi. And Hashem Hashem Tremendous Ali and Shemam and Mimel Sosha for us and all Klai Sos. Also for Schus of Roshan from Mordechai Yaakov, Yudah Ben Rivka. Pesor Shechai Yisrael Chal Parabas Esther. Pesor Shechai Yisrael. Opening Pasuk says the Chofetz Chaim to our Parsha. It says, Lech Lecha Me'arzecha Me'aveh Savicha Hashalad. Chadosh Baruch Hu charges Avraham Avinu to go to leave his father's homeland and go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Chafetz Chaim says, what happened? Doesn't last week, at the end of last week's Parsha, in Parshas Noach, we saw in Perek Yud Aleph, Lamed Aleph, that Terach was on his way from Ur Kasdim to go to Eretz Canaan. But he only got up to Charan. And then he stayed in Charan, but he didn't make it to Eretz Canaan. Only once Avraham Avinu got charged with Chadosh Baruch Hu, then did Avraham Avinu go there. To Eretz Yisrael, Terach got caught up in Charan, and he didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael. And the Chofetz Chaim says we have a profound lesson here: that when you start a project, finish the project. When you start a siyum, when you start a mesechta, when you start something holy in your avodas Hashem, don't get caught up in other things. Make sure if you start it, make sure to finish it. L'lamedcha she'al ha'odam laleches badarche Avraham Avinu. We have to go on the ways of Avraham Avinu. Be'mekabel al atzmo laleches Eretz Canaan. That if a Jew is on his way to go to Eretz Yisrael, which doesn't mean just mean Eretz Yisrael, it means anything holy, anything kaddish, anything spiritual. Mukhrachu lavo lahasam, lo lashanos me'alcho, holy sharp emsa adarch. Don't get stuck in the middle. Don't get stopped over on a destination change. Make sure you continue and you finish your task. Rabbi Nachman Bresov always tells us, at the end of the day, when you do something holy, there's always going to be impediments. There's always going to be challenges. But to never make sure that those challenges get you sidetracked, push through them. And Rabbi Nachman says even further, when you see an impediment and you see a delay for your flight to Eretz Yisrael, or you want to learn and then something happens and you can't learn, then you know you're doing something holy. When you see the challenge, when you want to do something kaddish, when you want to do something spiritual, Rabbi Nachman says, then you know when you see the menios, then you know you're doing the right thing. If you don't see the menios, you don't see the holiness. But you see the challenge, you know you're doing the right thing. But Chofetz Chaim tells us, when you start something holy, make sure to finish it. Terach, in contrast, Terach did not finish it. He got caught up in Charan. He was on his way to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't make it there. Avraham Avinu made it to Eretz Yisrael. He had a rotzon and to be able to finish it. And our job, says the Chofetz Chaim, is to be like Avraham Avinu. When you start something holy, get to finish it. Moving on to idea number two from the Chofetz Chaim in the Parsha Zachar. So this one comes into, I believe, Chamishi, after the Avraham Avinu fights off the battle of the four kings and the five kings. And we know that famously that Avraham Avinu says in Perek Yudalad Pasuk Chav Gimel, he tells Melech Sodom, he doesn't want to have anything to do with any of the booty. In Muchur v'atzuch na'am im ekach mikol ha'shalach l'osama ani ha'shati as Avraham. I don't want to take anything, not a thread and not a shoe strap, because I want to know everything I'm going to have is going to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says that everything Avraham Avinu is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me. But the next pasuk is what the Chofetz Chaim points on. Biladai rak asher achu hanorim vechelik hanashim asher hochu iti aner eshkol mamre hemichu chelkam. Exclusive of what the lads ate, of the chevra that was with him, aner eshkol mamre, they shall take their share. And says the Chofetz Chaim a very profound lesson when it comes to avodas Hashem. It's important to take on chumras, and you have to be careful when you take on chumras. But make sure when you take on chumras, make sure your stringencies don't come at the expense of others. Why does Chofetz Chaim say the word biladai? It seems so extra. Kavanas ha'tevelada biladai. Why? To the lameinu, to teach us the Chofetz Chaim. Shela atzmo hechmi Avraham Avinu biyoser levi lehenos b'melach sedom michul v'atzar. No, only for himself. He wasn't going to be able to take a shoe strap or a thread. But to the chevra with him, to Mamre and to Anar and to Eshkol. No. His chumras wouldn't come to them. They're going to take their portion. They're going to take their quote unquote booty from what they won. Lila Medcha tells us of Chatz Chaim. Sharashus biyad ko echa lahachmer laatzmo lo laachir. Make sure when you take on chumras, your chumras don't come at the expenses of others. I think they say Rav Shechter doesn't eat turkey. Rav Shechter doesn't drink milk for different chumras, but his family drinks milk and his family eats turkey. Because at the end of the day, the Chofetz Chaim and Rav Shechter, they both live the same idea. When it comes to your own personal avodas Hashem, says the Chofetz Chaim, you want to have a great, you want to be strict in your own avodas Hashem, beautiful. But make sure it only comes at you. It doesn't come at the expense of others. And this is exactly my good friend Rabbi Michelle told me. This reminds me of the vort when someone came onto Rabbi Saul Solanter and asked him, what should his kavana be when he put on his talis in the morning? What should be your kavana when you put on your talis in the morning? And answered Rabbi Saul Solanter so brilliantly, so remarkably, and he said, make sure you don't hit the guy next to you with the tzitzit straps. Make sure you don't hit the guy next to you with the tzitzit straps. Meaning, when it comes to your avodas Hashem, you want to put your talis over your head and do atifa and go everywhere and to think you're beautiful. It's beautiful. But make sure your ben adam chaver doesn't come at the expense. Beautiful adif and chavetz chaim. When it comes to avodas Hashem, ben adam l'makom, make sure it doesn't come at the expense of your ben adam chaver. Beautiful adif and chavetz chaim and of Shechter and of Yisrael Salant. Moving on to adin number three. Adin number three comes to us from the chavetz chaim, and later on, I believe the last pasuk in Chamishi. The Chavetz Chaim says, "V'hemin ba'Hashem, achshvelo tzedaka, perek tezvav, pasuk vav." And Avraham Avinu believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their bonusham accounted it to him as a righteous, very righteous, that he had this midah of great amunah, of simple faith. And says the Chavetz Chaim, "Why is it called tzedaka?" Avraham Avinu was the number one finder of monotheism. He was the one who found the Baal HaBir that there's only one God in the world to teach us. It's called V'hemin ba'Hashem. Why? That a tzaddik lives by his amuna. We know the Gemara Makos tells us that if there's one midah, if there's one mitzvah that the whole of the Torah is reliant upon, that's foundational upon, it's the midah of amuna. And the Chavetz Chaim gives a beautiful imagery. It says if you're chas shom, you're drowning, and you see one tree, how strong are you going to hold on to that tree? You're not going to just hold on to the leaves or to the branches. You're going to hold on to the tree so tight. He says, that's the same thing. The number one thing that got us through all the gullus. The number one thing that's going to help us get through the next week of this election. The number one thing that's going to help us continue to get through this virus, this pandemic in the world, is Dafka Amuna. The number one thing that got us through all the generations is believing in the Rabbon Hashem, simple faith, Amuna Pshuta. And those are the six words. We said this earlier in the week. It's so beautiful. Chavetz Chaim says, he gives us a plea and a charge. Make sure we're strong with all our might in our amunah. We cannot weaken in our amunah. We cannot weaken our amunah. We have to be strong in our amunah. We have to be strong. And this reminded me of the idea of the Kumanah Rebbe says by Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, we start diving to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We see the Egyptians on one side, the ocean on another side. We dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam say? Mat tzaki lai. Why are you crying out to me? Why are you crying out to me? When a Jew's in trouble, you daven. Says the Kumanah Rebbe. Sometimes in life, tefillah only gets to a certain level. And Muna sometimes brings higher dividends and higher results. The Rabbi Shem said, it's not a time to daven now. It's a time for action. It's a time of emuna. It's a time for bitachon. And that, says the Chavetz Chaim, is exactly why the Amin Ba'ashem Ve'ach Shavu Tzedakah, the Rabbi Shem viewed it as Tzedakah, because emuna is everything. Emuna is foundational. Emuna is the tree. When you're drowning in the ocean, we have to hold on so tight to our emuna, to our bitachon, to our emuna pshuta and the Rabbi Shem. So just to review these three ideas, we saw that Terach was on his way to Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't make it. And at the end of the day, Avraham Avinu alechas Eretz Kanan vayivor Eretz Kanan. He made it to Eretz Yisrael to teach us that Terach was on his way. He didn't make it there, but Avraham Avinu, he got the charge and he made it there to teach us the lesson. That at the end of the day, when we start something, we got to finish it. And Rabbi Nachman says, even if you have an impediment and if you have the challenge, don't get caught up in that. But if you see the challenge, you know that you're doing the right thing. You start something, you got to finish it. The second idea, when Avraham Avinu says to Melech Sdom, he's not going to take a thread or a shoe strap. Rashi says because he wanted to make sure that he was fully aware to everyone in the world that he has well for the Rabbonu Shom. At the end of the day, Biladai, he says, for me, I'm not going to take that booty and the things from the war. But they're going to take, my chever is going to take, because when a person takes on a chumrah, it doesn't come at the expense of others. It doesn't come, and when a person takes on a personal stringency and they're better on the malakum, it doesn't come at the expense of others. And that's exactly the verb from Rav Shechter, when there's rabbits and the kids, they drink milk, even though he doesn't drink milk, when they eat turkey, even though the Rav Shechter doesn't eat turkey. And that's what Yisrael Salanter said, when you put on your talus, make sure you don't hit the person next to you with the sitzit straps, and to make sure to be stronger in avodas Hashem b'nadam malakum, but to make sure it doesn't come at the expense of b'nadam lechaver. And finally, the third and final idea, Hemin Bahashem Yakshivalot Tzedakah. The Kharash Baruch viewed it as Tzedakah because Tzedakah is foundational. Amunah is foundational. It's the ikari karm of everything. Like you're drowning, Chavetz Chaim says, and you see that tree. You're not going to just hold on to that tree, hold on to the branches and to the leaves. You're going to hold on so tight. Bechol kocho, bechol kocheniv loner penach, Chavetz says, Chavetz Chaim. It's a plea, the Chavetz Chaim says. You have to be so strong in our Amunah, and you can't get weak. And this is exactly what Kabbalah Rabbi said, the Rabbon Shem is telling us by Kriyas Yamsuf. We have to make sure Matisaki like Chodesh Baruch Hu. Why are you davening? It's not a time to daven. It's a time of action. A time of muna bitachon. We should take these ideas when we start something holy to finish it. to start it and to finish it strong. Make sure to be strong in our Ben Adam Alkam, but make sure it doesn't come at the expense of Ben Adam Al-Khaveru. And finally, the third and final idea is be strong in Amunah and strong in Betachon and Rabbanu Shalom, our simple faith, Amunah Pshuta, in the Rabbon O Shalom. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Mezuz Hashem, by learning the Torah of the Chavetz Chaim, we shouldn't just be Zohar to learn it, we should be Zohar to live it as well, Bez Hashem. Shkoyach.